Good morning. It's very early here. It's about 10 minutes till 4 a.m. on Sunday morning, March 19. I have been very silent on audio recently, and it's been a good thing for me. I took a hiatus off of most all the apps that I was on, except for Twitter, which I use to vent and become informed of different points of view, specifically on politics. And so I was on another social audio app for a while, and I left there a few weeks ago, and I haven't made any Instagram posts. I've been off of Facebook for quite a long time. I'm not going back there at all. And so it's been an interesting time for me. I'm not on any audio apps right now, and I haven't been using my voice in an audio way to express myself, which has been fine, really. I mean, I've been talking to people in real life, sort of, and also becoming very introverted, which is not a bad thing at times. You get to look at yourself and kind of reflect. So I'm here tonight and this morning early to make a new cast onto my blog, which I've been thinking about trying to put this blog into my website, so also put my images on my website instead of Instagram. I'm trying to migrate off of these apps. I really don't want to be on the Meta app, the Facebook and the Instagram, so that's my intent, is not to go really back there much. I do look there still now and again. Not on Facebook at all. I don't even log into Facebook, but I do still log into Instagram periodically. Haven't been posting anything since January. I did do a few stories in the beginning of the year, but I think what's happened for me, especially since the war has broken out in Ukraine, and I've done a lot of digging into the history of Russia and Ukraine. That's taken some time for myself to absorb what has gone down over there as far as what my country has been involved in, which is never pretty for me to look at. It's very depressing to see how many manipulations we've been involved in other countries' governments. So when that broke out is when I really decided to leave the last social audio app. I had a discussion over there about, before the war broke out, what was going on. They were calling for a false flag and blah, blah, blah. And I won't go into it, but I realized that I didn't really want to put my ideas out in an audio format politically right now. I just felt like I'm misunderstood. That's how I feel. I even feel misunderstood on Twitter, because I think people who see what I say and what I post and what I retweet get a certain feeling or a judgment about me. And I've heard people say it, we've looked at your page and you're posting all Russia propaganda. No, I'm not. No, I'm not posting Russia propaganda. It's just so annoying to me for people who are in different levels of perceptions and different levels of the depth they would go into discovering history and what's gone on in our politics here. So In fact, about 6 months ago, I had a friend on Instagram say they didn't know where I stood politically because every time they looked at my Instagram or my my Twitter, that it was one or the other, and they couldn't tell where I stood. And I said, I don't stand anywhere. That's the point. I am an independent thinker. I'm a critical thinker. I don't have a party. I don't stand for any particular stance. I don't support war at all. I don't support Putin coming in and warring. I don't support Ukraine warring on their own country in Donetsk and Donbass and blah, blah, blah. I don't support war. If there was anything clear about me, it's I do not support war. In fact, this year I'd really like to not pay my taxes because I do not want to support anything more that goes in my military industrial complex here. I do not want to feed that. I do not want to give any money towards buying weapons and all the planes and all the bombs that we send over everywhere we, you know, interfere with. I do not want to participate in that anymore. And I'm of a certain age, I think that I have a right to be that way, say that. So that's that. We'll just leave that war discussion there. But, you know, anyway, so it happened during the war when that broke out over there. And at the same time, I was finishing up a really great project with a friend that I met online, that I've had conversations with over the years on social audio, on several different apps. I did some illustrations for his translations of poetry of Emily Dickinson poems that he's putting together for, he's translated into his own mother tongue language, Arpitan in Switzerland. And that is going to be put into a book or booklet or some sort of something over there. And I'm hoping maybe to put it online so people can at least enjoy it online. I don't know if that's happening, but I did 30 images for the book, and some of them are just my photography, some are my art, some are my photography that has been made into art. So I did some digital work, I did some photography. I mean, it's a mixture of my work, and I'm pretty proud of that. I'm pretty proud of being able to collaborate with somebody from another country. And poetry has really uplifted me. That was, I guess it was in October or November when he was translating the poems. And I was inspired and said, you know, you should put them in a book. You're doing all this work. And if you want, I'll provide images for you. And he said that was a great idea. So I'm really grateful. So that project has gone on in the first couple months of the year here. That's an update. And as far as painting is going, I have spent the last month or so looking at my paintings that most of them are the ones that I have here in the studio are finished. You know, I mean, there's a lot of unfinished work in the studio, but I'm saying the ones I've been looking at that were finished, there's some that I want to go back into and paint into again. And I was like, oh boy, here we go with that. You know, I don't know why that happens to me, but that's why I live with my work is, for instance, there's three or four in the series that I look at now and again, and I think, oh, wow, those are garish. So I think my taste changes. I really like the work. I like the movement and the line and what was going on in the compositions. But I think they need some more work. So I'm planning on taking those into the studio probably in the next month or so and see what I can do with those. What else? That's primarily been my first few months of the year. Trying to just settle into a space of, I guess, more permanent semi-retirement. Since the pandemic, I was, you know, before the pandemic came, I was teaching periodically in the school district, and I was teaching mostly in the art classes or English and sometimes history. But I primarily tried to, I mean, I had art teachers calling me to schedule work, you know, when they wanted to go take a, you know, doctor appointment, or they had some sort of a field trip to take, they would have me come sit in for their classes, which was great. And most of those folks have retired. And of course, the pandemic has gone for 2 years. Schools have gone back. I guess it was about 6 months or so, or a little bit more. They went back kind of full time, and I really didn't see myself teaching behind a mask. It's already hard enough for me to feel like I can manage a classroom of high school students at times, you know, just in my own self, and I just couldn't fathom having to police masking or, you know, having to articulate my point of view behind a mask, not being able to read facial expressions. Also, the school district was in flux because there was a contract negotiation. They were constantly figuring out whether they were going to strike or not. It was just like all this stuff was going on between the pandemic and the negotiations, and it just didn't feel right for me to go back into that situation. So I haven't, and I've been trying to work without going, having that little bit of money coming in, and which has been very difficult, but I'm surviving. So onward and upward is how I look at it. I'm just doing what's in front of me. And so that's my update. So I hope I got everything I wanted to say out. It's been about 10 minutes or so, or I guess that's enough for me to say. 15 minutes, yeah. What's been going on in your life? I mean, if you want to contact me, you'll have to contact me on Twitter in a DM or on my email, which you can get at my email at my website, which is robintmilne.com. You can look at my link in the program here. I think I still have my link tree here. You can contact me on any of those social media apps where you can message me. Love to hear from you. It's been a while, so. But I'm not planning on going back to most of the sound audio waves. I'm going to use this as my blog checking in. And I'll probably put it, hopefully, if I can work it out, on my website. And yeah, scale back. Basically scaling back from the distraction of social media. I've found it is very distracting. And frankly, I didn't feel like I needed and wanted to share anything after this war started out, except for how I felt about what was going down. And everything felt so trivial to me. I get like that at times where I don't understand how people can talk about stupid shit, excuse the expression, when there's all kinds of other kind of deeper stuff to talk about. And I know people don't like to dig down and have a conversation about their feelings, about what's really happening in the world, because that's depressing. But, you know, yeah, I'm looking around my studio space this morning. It's still dark outside, and I'm looking at my refugees still around the walls, and I'm still seeing work to be done, you know, things to be said, paintings to be painted. And so I'll go back in and start painting. It was good to have the break and do some illustration type work for a collaborative piece. I think I'll try to be putting that up online, maybe a published ebook or something, either an ebook or something. Yeah, I think I'd do that. So I will announce that when that happens, because I think that might be interesting to people. And yeah, I hope to hear from you if you want to chat or just say hello. I'd love to hear from you. I don't know if anybody still listens to me over here, but if you do, say hello to me. All right. Take good care.